Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria. Listen, guys, I just have a lovely, lovely young lady that we're going to spend our entire evening to and talk to today. Her name is Char, and I only met her through all of her charity work through the Washington, D.C. area, and she's got this amazing trip that's coming up, I want to say in the next week or so, where she's leaving to go to Haiti. So they're doing this really big, big thing in D.C. for her to kind of give her a great send-off. But I think she's already on the line, so I'm going to be quiet and let Char tell us about all of this herself. Hi, Char, are you there?
Hi, Victoria. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a
pleasure.
Hey,
lady, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So first of all, I just want our listeners to kind of get a sense of who you are and basically how is it that you got to this point in your life where you decided that giving back is really what you want to do, because you do a lot of giving.
Right. Well, my name is Sharmila Viswasam, and basically I got involved with Hush Society last year when the magazine launched. It was I would say March of last year, we decided to do a magazine called Hush Society Magazine. Hush stands for Help Us Support Humanity. And the founder, CEO Carlos Allen, he had this great vision. He's a visionary, and he had this great vision of basically taking the leap and putting up with the up-and-coming leap, and in the meantime doing social networking events and doing humanitarian work and giving back. We used to have red carpet events at the Hush Galleria. And, you know, we'd invite all our guests out, and everybody looked good, and, you know, we just party for a great cause, and, you know, we'd give back to that charity that we were working with for that month. So that's how I got involved, and just being involved and just, you know, in the D.C. area, learning about all the different foundations out there and all the good things that people are doing, and, you know, just putting my name there and, you know, just trying to see what I could do as an individual by giving back.
And Char, it's really interesting that that you talk about all the different foundations and nonprofits in D.C. because I was born and raised in D.C. myself and left to go to graduate school and then started my own television career. But one thing that I have to tell you every time I come home to D.C. to visit, a perfect example was you and I attended the Fashion for Paws that was in D.C.
Right.
Great, great, great event, and all the money goes to the Washington Humane Society. But I think a lot of people really don't know the amount of giving and the amount of nonprofit organizations and money that people give in that city, you know, to keep a lot of programs going. And I'm always amazed by that. I really am.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's just amazing. People do have a very open heart when it comes to different charities that are meaning the most to them. And it's amazing when you go out to these events, you know, it's always like touching because everybody has a personal story and, you know, they have this vision and then they decide to open an organization because they're touched by whatever they've been through. And, you know, all these people just start like following them and it's like everybody gets involved. And I've never seen a city that gets involved so much. It's like every other day there's a charity event going on in the city. And it's just beautiful, you know. And that was the focus of the magazine, is to, you know, go to these charity events and see all the good things that people are doing and putting it online on our magazine and just featuring them and just to share and to talk about, you know, all the good things that are going on. So it's amazing. It's wonderful. It just gives me goosebumps every time.
So let me ask you this. If, in fact, there is a charity out there right now in D.C. that, you know, may not be as established as some, but they've sort of got the right heart and the might frame of mind that they want to do this, so would they be able to contact someone at Hush Society to get their information through your publication to get them out there?
Absolutely, absolutely. They could just look me up. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Just hit me up. Send me a quick email and let me know about your organization and what you're doing, and we'll come out. You know, I'll come out and check it out and write up an article about you guys and just put it online. You know what I mean? That's what I've been doing. So, you know, it's amazing. God works in mysterious ways. And this is, you know, my parents are missionaries, and they've been missionaries for a long time, and my whole family, matter of fact. And I feel like this is in my blood, you know. I have a Haiti trip coming up on April 20th with the Come Foundation, which is one of the most, which is the only foundation out there that I'm really, really close to because it's in my heart to give back. And they have the way that the KumKum came about. KumKum stands for Keep Abused, Misfortunate Kids Alive and Motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO, Lubna Zwane Starnes, and the vice president, Marjda Zwane, they are sisters, and they started this program, and basically it's to help underprivileged and at-risk children to improve their lives and providing them with the proper meat all around the world. And she just started this, and her first project was supposed to be to Morocco, but she, since the earthquake happened, she was one of the few people that went to Haiti right after the earthquake. I think she went down there like 4 days after the earthquake when, you know,
right.
It was crazy. And she went down there, and in the process of opening up her foundation, she went down there and she saw what happened. You know, she was helping, you know, helping save lives down there. She came back home and it touched her. She got her foundation up and going, and then she went back down there again. And then she found this school, she, you know, and she met these kids. And, you know, she came back and, you know, we did this huge charity event for her at the embassy. I'm sorry, not the embassy, but the ambassador's house, his personal house.
Wow.
Haitian ambassador's house. Yeah, it was a great, huge event, and it was a great success. We raised a lot of money. She went out there. She came back, and, you know, I talked to her, and I was like, you know what? I want to go. And she was like, okay, well, come on, let's go. And so, you know, she's like, I'm going back in a month, and we're going down there to basically go ahead and help rehab the school, meet with the carpenters. And our trip this time is going to be really special because we're going to actually get to know the children and their families, the 25
That's
kids.
Wonderful. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
And we're spending a whole week with just the children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
You have to promise me, because I know you're a crazy, crazy, busy, busy woman, but when you get back here in the States and you're all settled in, you've got to come back on and give me your perspective on what you saw there and what you guys
mm-hmm.
did. You can be a correspondent for me there in Haiti, because I'm really interested in knowing what it looks like there. And just kind of every single thing that your eyes saw and your story. So promise you'll leave some space
Absolutely.
To come back for that. Yeah.
Sure, I will definitely come back. No problem.
So tell us about the event, because I know there's an event that's coming up, and you guys are going to take asking for donations, and not even donations, just gently used clothing and things or brand new items that you want to take over there. So give us the location, how much, and just whatever it is that you want.
Okay, cool. So this, you know, I was like, I want to go to Haiti. So, you know, I had to come up with the funds to get me down there. So, you know, I met Howard Nelson Carnwell. He's the chief editor and publisher for DC's Most Fabulous magazine. Great, 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 great guy. And I was telling him, he was like, when are you going to Haiti? I was like, well, I'm supposed to go on the 20th, but, you know, I'm kind of like broke right now. I'm trying to figure it out, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was so kind to go ahead and do this fabulous event for me tomorrow. It's going to be at the Axum Level X Lounge. It's on 1934 9th Street, Northwest DC, and it's a happy hour from 6 to 9, and I'm inviting all my friends and my supporters. Please come out. It's going to be great. It's a $10 cover charge, and all the funds go towards my Haiti trip and to give back. If you guys have, you know, toys or clothing, please, you know, it's for children. The children that we're catering to is 25 kids between the ages of 3 and 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
so boys and girls. So, so that's what's going on tomorrow. I'm really excited, and I really want to thank Howard for doing this for me, because he's an awesome guy, and he did this literally in 12 hours for me.
That's
so
wonderful. And speaking of Howard, I think this is Howard. I neglected to mention this. I've been a bad host. Also on Blog Talk Radio, I have an area that's a chat room. And
okay.
You can come inside and visit inside the chat room. So let me just quickly acknowledge everyone in the chat room. And I think this must be Howard. It's DC's Most Fab magazine. Is that Howard?
Yeah, that's probably him.
Okay. Hi, Howard. We see you. Thanks so much for joining in. I just think it's a great thing that you're doing for Char to get her over there to Haiti. Also,
yes, thank you, Howard. We love you.
Yeah, we love you, Howard. Business owner tonight is also joining us. We have some guests inside the chat room, as well as Simone. And Simone is one of my co-hosts. She does a lot of
awesome
stuff on the show. So Char, Howard just says, yes, this is the time. He says hello. He's in the chat room. So hugs and kisses. And thank you so much. And Howard, if you want to call in and say something to Char, feel free to do so. I'll give you that telephone number if you want to call in and just say hi and show her some love and tell you how much you love her. And speaking of Howard doing this event for you, that really says a lot to me about your friends. I mean, anytime, you know, you have friends like that that will just drop whatever they're doing.
Isn't
to get
it amazing?
Together. Yeah, it's like to get together. I mean, I can barely get my friends to take me to the hospital if I'm sick for something, but to get someone to drop what they're doing and to put an event together for you at one
yep.
of these, you know, hottest spots, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? So you must
yes.
really love your friends. I know you do.
Yes, I love my friends. They love me back, and it's just amazing because we all work together, and it's all about uplifting each other, you know what I mean? We don't have time for haters. We're too fabulous for that.
I like that. I'm too fabulous for people to hate me. I don't have time for that stuff. I like that. I hope you don't mind if I take that from you.
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So you guys are going to be there, you said, in Haiti for a week. Now, do you know exactly where you guys are going to be staying and all of that? Because everything is still, you know, pretty much in ruins over there.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, even though, you know, it's yeah, the earthquake came and gone, but the damage that it made is unbelievable. There are some pictures that I posted online on my Facebook page, and I actually, when I first saw the picture, I started crying, you know.
Yes,
Lubna, she went out there, and she, like, you know, gave out water, clothes. But she told me it's still a lot going on out there, you know. We're actually, there was a lot of money. There was, like, about $2 billion of U.S. dollars that was donated to Haiti. But only half of, but most of it went to Port-au-Prince, which is the capital of Haiti.
Mm-hmm,
but there's
yeah,
still
yeah.
a lot that didn't get to, like, places like City Soleil. That's where we're going, is to, like, City Soleil, which is more like, you know, like the where the lower caste live, the poor people,
sure,
the poor,
sure,
the poor.
Sure,
and, you know, yeah, they live in huts. I mean, it's just amazing. Like, you know, I looked at these pictures, and I'm like, oh, man, like, you know, we should be so grateful for what we have over here
yeah,
because those
yeah,
people have
right.
nothing.
You're right.
So
really let's go to the line. Let's go
okay.
to the line real quick. I don't
okay,
know if
cool.
it's Howard,
cool, cool.
but we'll see. Hi, Howard. Are you there? Is this Howard?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Hey, Shar. How are you?
I'm good.
Looking forward to a fabulous event tomorrow.
Yes. It's going to be nice. A lot of people are coming out.
Yeah.
So, Howard, what was it about this project with you when she kind of started talking about it?
Well,
you know what?
Yeah, we slightly run in the same circle. We do a lot of charity events around D.C. And so we were sitting at the Italian embassy Saturday night. And she would tell me, I was like, listen, I know that you're going to Haiti. Tell me about this, you know, tell me about this. So literally we're sitting like in the VIP suite and she's kind of running down to me. And I'm like, wow, this is phenomenal. And she's like, well, I'm like, you know, what's the hold up? And she goes, well, you know, I need to get funds there, and yada, yada, yada. I said, you know what? If you're serious about this, I will make sure we get the funds. I put this fundraiser together, sent it out to my network, and literally within 12 hours, you know, we woke up the next morning with everything planned and sent the email to us, like, listen, this is on, and the rest is history.
That is great. And Howard, speaking of that, a couple of minutes before I came on the air, I actually checked my Facebook emails, and there was a picture with you with the invitation saying something about, I don't know if you've decided to come or whatever, if you didn't see the invitation, but this is going to be going on. And I kind of laughed to myself because I thought, you know, like, because when you're doing something like this, every single second counts, and you want to make sure that you get that information out.
It does. It does. And we have a team, both is Amy, you know, Amy as well, she's a really good friend of ours, and Amore J and Evan. So I've been kind of communicating with them all day.
Yeah.
And I've been updating them, saying, listen, you know, we're 25% to our goal, you know, we're 30% at our goal. So,
mm-hmm.
like, I've
yeah.
been trying to, like, kind of keep everybody in loop so everybody can stay motivated and, you know, try to keep promoting, get the word out.
He's so awesome. Howard, you're like the go-to person, man.
Thank you.
Well,
doing what
well,
I can
I
for
have,
the cause. This is great.
Well, Howard, while I have you on the phone, tell me tell me what it is about yourself and in your spirit that you came into this world and this world of giving and all of you guys in this little circle that you're in. It's just like you do so much, and I'm just so impressed with that. I really am.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like Shar said earlier, D.C., and actually, a lot of people don't know that D.C. has a really huge, huge kind of charity organization. I mean, we're really big on philanthropy, so we're always giving back. And you know, it's pretty much, if you go to one charity event, it's more than likely that you saw somebody that you saw, you know, at the last one. So, I mean, it's a really close network of kind of people who are into philanthropy, who are into charities, who are into fundraising, and we kind of all help each other's cause out. And so that's kind of, I've been fairly much doing charity. I've been doing, like, fundraising and philanthropy work for the last maybe 10 years in D.C. or so. And since I've launched my magazine 2 years ago, it's just been crazy. I mean, I'm constantly getting invited to, charity event after charity event, which is kind of like how we all know each other.
Yeah.
Speaking of your better half, Amy, looks like your friend Amy has joined us in the chat room, so I want to acknowledge her. Now, is this the same Amy? Because I keep seeing all this stuff on Facebook about going green, fabulous.
Yes, yeah.
Yes,
yes. She's
the green lady.
Hi, Amy.
She's the green lady.
Yes, and I hope she calls in, because I hope she calls in to let everybody know we have some good news for her, for the world, she and I. But I'll let her discuss that. But we launched our magazine 2 years ago, and it's just been going really, really well. And so, like, for instance, we just did a Maggie Bagram last year. Maggie Bagram called us to promote, produce this, America's Next Top Model fashion show for them. And so,
right.
Like, these really great organizations are doing this, so that's pretty much our focus. We're focusing on nonprofits, philanthropy, and sort of kind of what we're doing with Hush Do. We're doing it in a different sense, in a sense that we're doing more. We're focusing on kind of nightlife and entertainment, fashion and style, arts and culture.
What's the good thing about that, and you and both of you are going to agree with me on that, the good thing about that is that no matter what direction each person goes in doing this, it's all good. It's all going.
It's great.
It's a different charity.
Yeah.
It's all going to foundations and kids and teenagers and whoever it is. That the money that they needed. So yeah, that kind of stuff doesn't even matter for the mere fact that you guys are doing it. So Howard, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. And like I said, everybody come out tomorrow. Shaw, I will see you tomorrow.
Okay, hon.
Okay, bye, Howard. So I told you, you've got some fabulous friends. Actually, let's take another call. Hi, caller. Are you there? You're on the air with Shaw and Victoria.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Amy, turn the volume down, because you're probably going to end up getting feedback where you're actually going to hear. There's a bit of a delay, through all this technology stuff.
Oh, okay. Because I love this.
So Amy, I only know you through Char and through Facebook, and I get all of the fabulous stuff that you guys are working on. But tell me sort of where you come into this and how you got involved in all this wonderful charity work yourself.
Well, actually, through the fabulous Carlos Allen, he introduced me to Sharmila, and ever since we've been introduced, we seemingly to been like, so to the hip. I am her image consultant, and again, of course, my name is Amy McNish, and I'm the owner and CEO of Amy. And we do have a fashion show coming up, which is called I'm Presenting an Evening of Pink Sensation. So that's pretty much it, though.
Well, are you excited or a little nervous about her going over to Haiti?
I am so nervous, but I'm so supporting her. I love her to death. She's
Amy sounds like she's breaking up a little bit.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, Amy sounds like you're breaking up a little bit, but it sounded like.
Well, what I will say is Miss Amy is awesome. She has Green and Gorgeous fashion show coming up on August 7th. It's to support breast cancer. She's also a very giving person. She's actually giving all 100% of her ticket sales to a breast cancer organization. So it's going to be huge. It's August 7th. I'm actually co-hosting that event for her. And it's going to be amazing. This is what it's about. People have fashion shows, they have events, and they're always tying a charity to it. So it's like, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I really have noticed that about you. Just sort of the charities and all of the events and invites and stuff that I see in D.C. It seems like anytime there's a fashion show or sort of any kind of show, it's always tied to a charity event. We've got another caller, Charlotte. Let's see who this is. Another 202 number. Hi, caller. Are you there?
What's going on? This is Emo J. Couture.
Hello,
and this is another one of your fabulous friends, Char.
Yes, this is one of my fabulous friends. He is like my A-list queen. I love him to death. Imorje Couture. Imorje also is very big in the fashion scene in D.C. He is D.C.'s fashion specialist, and he also does his blogs on YouTube. And he's making his name for himself, and I'm so proud of him. He is having August 1st, he's having his fashion show, which is a highly anticipated one. And here we go. He's supporting a charity also. He's giving back. He's going to have live testing for HIV and AIDS awareness at his fashion show.
That's wonderful. That's great. So you're going to have that at the fashion show?
Yes, and I'll be doing the live testing. Mm-hmm. Yep, and I'll be doing the hosting on the red carpet for him.
You guys.
Well, the introduction was wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, are you?
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Well, are you excited or a little nervous about her going over to Haiti? Just tell me your thoughts about that.
I am so ecstatic that she's actually going over and receiving that hands-on experience and that just pretty much that realness that others can't pretty much perceive from being over in the U.S. Like, she's going to get the raw experience of what it's really like, and I think that's going to be a life-changing thing for her, and I definitely think it's definitely needed, especially these days.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Thank
with you,
Marjay. I love you.
Thanks for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, thank you. And you'll have to, you guys will have to come back when you've got those other events coming up, too. Char, let's see if Amy is still on, because I think Amy's still on. Maybe her phone situation cleared up. Hi, Amy, are you still there?
I'm still there. Is it better?
Yes, it is. It is. Thank you for not hanging up. So,
I can't
remember what we last were talking about. I think we were talking about her going to Haiti.
Yes, I was just saying that she's a very strong-willed, and her family is a missionaries, and she comes from strong-willed people, family-wise, and I really think that she will do an awesome job. I have her back 100%. Her family has her back 100%. Her network, she's going to be awesome. I'm scared for her, but I'm happy for her. So I'm not saying I'm scared in a way of fearful, you know what I mean?
Sure,
but she's going to do awesome. This is her dream, and this is really her dream. She's just a little,
new.
It's scary.
Well, this is great. Amy, thanks so much for calling in, and hopefully when I know you've got that big event coming up, I certainly invite you to come back on the show to talk about that.
Oh, yes, Victoria, thank you. And I just actually teamed up with Howard with DC Fabulous. I'm so excited. He's going to be doing like the marketing and blasting it out, and I'm just really, really excited. So it's going to be great, and thank you so much for the invite, and I will be back. I will be back.
Yeah, so you guys, because I love charity myself, and that's a large reason why I do this show. So you always have a home here when you're trying to get information out. So remember that.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Char, you have to stay. You can't go because you've got about 15 more minutes of your show because this is all about superstar Char, so you can't go. You definitely have to stay. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have some shout outs that people wanted me to,
Do your thing.
So I'm going to go down the list. I'll make sure I get everybody in here. I want to shout out my Caribbean Blue Water. Caribbean Blue Water, I'm the spokeswoman for their water. It's all about going green. Caribbean Blue Water is the only water bottle that's biodegradable, produced on the East Coast. So I want to say shout out to Nakaya, Marcus, and Lenore, the CEO, and Kevin, and Antoine, and all of them. So those are my peoples. Also, some of the things that I have coming up, I'm working with Lorenzo Alexander with the Redskins. He's a Redskins football player. He has a couple of charity events coming up in May and June, so just look out for that. I'm working on a flea market project. It's called Queen Soho Community Center. It's for a community center that's getting rehabbed in Suitland, Maryland, and we're looking for vendors, and it's going to be every Saturday and Sunday, and all the proceeds from the flea market from the vendors is going towards the community center. So that's a big, huge project. We got Becky's Fund on May 1st, the Gold Cup. Becky's Fund is a nonprofit organization that supports domestic violence. And, of course, the Green and Gorgeous Fashion Show on August 7th to support breast cancer. I'm working on a project with Russell Simmons and his people about global warming and to saving the planet. So that's a huge project for me. So I'm really excited about that. Imorje Couture, August 1st, for HIV AIDS awareness. I also have a big, huge project that I'm working on with one of my real good friends. I'm actually partnering up with her. Her name is Leah Warren. And it's something that I can't talk about because it's still in the process of working out, but it's about to be a nonprofit that we're working on. And it's kind of like most nonprofits are very, you know, serious. You know, you got breast cancer, you got lung cancer, mm-hmm. you got all these mm-hmm. cancers. But this one is a little bit more fun. You know, it's about giving back. It's catering to all women. That is one thing I can say. And it's about women empowerment. So look out for that. So, you know, just all these, and I have a reality show in the making. So it's like a lot of things going on. I'm really excited.
But that's great, though. Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, to have all of that is going on, but more importantly, in the spirit in which you are pursuing this, in the spirit in which you are giving this, in terms of giving back. I just think that's wonderful. I think we've got somebody else on the line. You mind going back? Okay.
Sure.
Let's see. Hi, caller. You're on At Home with Victoria. Are you on the line? Hello, caller. Maybe not. I'll try back in a minute. You know, actually, for some reason, maybe that's still Amy's number when my producer came, when Amy was on early. So I think that's still
Amy's
number.
Amy's always having problems with her phone.
We love you, Amy. I think that, yeah, my producer is laughing, saying, yeah, that's Amy's number. But but in any event, I want to talk a little bit more right now about Hush, because as the show is on, I also get emails from people that has questions. So this is an email that I have from a young lady. Sarah is her name, and she says that she lives in Prince George's County, and she's 17 years old, and she's heard of Hush Society, and she's interested in starting a nonprofit club for young girls to build their self-esteem. So she's trying to ask me, would she be someone that she could contact you about through Hush and get something on your website if she's able to make this happen?
Absolutely, absolutely. Hush is open to everybody. We are a social networking group. That's what Carlos's vision was, is to put everybody together, put the leads with the up-and-coming leads, and make the social networking thing happen. There's no age. You know, of course she can call me and we could talk about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's great. There is another question, and Char, I neglected to tell you, my show here goes all up through the entire United States. I have a lot of people that listen in California, New York, Miami.
Nice.
This is a question that I have from a young lady in California who emailed me, and she says, do you think this year that you will be making any more trips overseas to help in other countries?
Well, yeah, that's my dream. I would love to go do charity work in Africa, in India, in Morocco, everywhere. You know, I want to go, like, the reason I say the Come Foundation is the closest one to my heart is because their vision is kind of like the same vision I always had, the dream that I always had, you know, to go open up orphanages all over the world and to give back to the less fortunate kids, you know what I mean? Because the children are our future. And that's something that I would love to do. So, yes. So if you have an organization out there that is catering to that, let me know. I'm willing to travel.
You would definitely entertain that, as it seems like. Well,
yeah.
Listen, we've got a few more minutes, so I really want to focus and spend the rest of the time on you talking about the event and where the location is going to be and all of that again, if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem. The event's going to be at Axum Lounge. Axum Level X Lounge. It's AXUM Level X Lounge. It's on 1934 9th Street, Northwest DC. It's tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m. It's a happy hour. And it's basically $10 at the cover, and all proceeds go towards my trip to Haiti.
I think that is wonderful. I do want to acknowledge everyone once again inside the chat room, Char, who was here for you, joining you. Amy is still there, business owner tonight, DC's Most Fab magazine, Mr. Howard himself. We've got a lot of guests in the chat room, as well as Simone. So those of you guys that took the time to be with us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Room.
I really
thank
appreciate
you so much. Wait, Howard just sends us a message. I love this whole this little chat thing. I just think in my regular television news life at the news anchor desk, I don't have this, so this is just so cool to me. Howard says, please let everyone know to RSVP if they have a Facebook invite. Okay, so if you're on Facebook and you got an invite from this guy, make sure he's asking that you RSVP through that Facebook invite, because, of course, these guys, they've got a goal to reach. They're trying to you know, get whatever they need to get Char over there and back, and they want to make it a very successful trip for her. Are you still taking friends, Char, on Facebook, or have you reached your limit? Because you got a lot of friends on there.
Yes, I am taking friends on Facebook. people can find me. My name is spelled S-H-A-R-M-I-L-A. Viswasam is my last name, V as in Victor, I-S-W-A-S-A-M. And that's me. I get friend requests. It's crazy. I'm almost at my limit of 5,000. I don't know why they have a 5,000 limit. It's crazy. But I do also have a fan page, so you can hit me up there. It's Superstar Char. It's S-U-P-E-R. Star is in French, S-T-A-R-R-E-S-H-A-R. And I'm also on Twitter as Superstar Char, so S-U-P-E-R-S-T-A-R-R-E-S-H-A-R.
You are a very, very, very busy woman. And I have to tell you, it has certainly been a blessing for me to come across you, but not only you, Howard and Amy and all of you guys that are just out there doing a great job. And what people also don't know about you guys that I love, all of these guys are so young. I mean, these guys are young. So you've got a bunch of young people out there doing their thing and giving back into so many amazing ways. You know, there's so many people out there your age doing other things, but you guys, this group chooses not to do that. You choose to do what you do, and I just think that's awesome. I really, really do.
Thank you so much, Victoria. You're awesome. We love you.
Okay, so you promised me you're going to be my correspondent, and when you get back and you get settled in, you're going to email me. We're going to make it happen. You're going to come back, and you're going to give us a rundown of your thoughts and all of that stuff, okay?
Yes, absolutely. I will be back.
Okay, thank you, Char. You have a successful trip, and we look forward to hearing from you when you come back.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you
All
guys
right.
for tuning in. All
okay,
right.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you, everybody. Once again, you're listening to At Home with Victoria. Did I not tell you that these are, like, the greatest people in the world? Like, I mean, I just, and again, I'm like, going to start going on my little preaching thing, but I told you at the top of the hour, and a lot of you guys that were going back and forth with me on Facebook about, you know, who's Char, who's Char? Now you know. I mean, she certainly deserves all the praise that, you know, she gets, and her friends Amy and Howard. And these guys are out there in D.C. In that social circle of giving. And, again, for Howard to be able to put this event together for Char this fast and just say, hey, what do you need? You know, I mean, it takes a lot of work to do that, so I certainly commend him on that. But, again, Char is going to be going to Haiti. Again, the reason why they're having this event is to raise funds and money to get her over there. And, again, as she mentioned earlier in the show, she is asking that you bring toys, if you're going to bring clothes. It would be nice if you guys can bring something brand new, but if not, then, you know, just make sure that they're gently used. And again, the kids that she will be over there helping, they are from the ages, I believe she said, of 3 years old to 10 years old, if I'm correct. So, you know, when you do go out there for that event, you know, just make sure you bring, you know, just bring all of that stuff for them, because although, you know, I can't be there, you can't be there, you know, just giving from your heart, as Howard and Amy and all those other guys are doing, I just think it's great. So Amy is still on in the chat room. She has a really big thank you and a little love heart beating at the end of it. And Howard says, wow, this is a great show. The Hill be back. You better come back, Howard. Now that I know who you are and how I can track you down through Amy and Char, please do come back. And, again, I do leave that open invitation for Amy, for Howard, for any of you guys in that circle when you've got to get something on the air. Just call the news lady. And I'll get it out there, not only in D.C., but in other cities around the U.S. as well, as I do have a nice group of fans and folks that love me and follow me as well. So I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in on At Home with Victoria. Let's see, we've got, I think next week I've got Jewel Green, the wife of Daryl Green, Football Hall of Fame. I can't get my words out. Jewel's going to be on At Home with Victoria next week. She's got a fabulous event coming up at the Ritz-Carlton in Tyson's Corner called Party for a Purpose, where, in fact, this ties into with Shaw. A lot of the proceeds for that event are actually going to help the folks in Haiti. So Jewel's going to be here in the house next week, and she's going to talk about that and plus talk about her organization called Posh Girl Events. So you can look forward to that next week. And then I think the week after that, we've got a gentleman who plays on Law and Order, can you believe it or not, who's got this big acting seminar that he's giving in Baltimore. So he's going to come on and talk about that. So If you guys watch Law and Order, trust me, you don't want to miss this, and I'll have all that information on my Facebook page as well. But in any event, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you guys have a very, very good day.